top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.
Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today, Monday, April 29th, 2024.
It happens.
Well, I am Richie Farrell.
Look.
Here are the headlines.
And global.
Electoral Reform Coalition member Sevra McKenzie stresses that all sectors of Dominica's economy need an urgent intervention to move them forward effectively. In other news, Guyana's President Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali calls for new regional laws that could help revive the West Indies as a world power in cricket. And that could have a say in any changes in the laws of cricket.
Wherever it happens.
And
local.
U.S. lawmakers passed a bill to force TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance to sell the app or be banned in America. And BBC Asia business reporter Saranjana Tiwari in Singapore explains why. The news is brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. More details coming up.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.
The kids' growth spurts might mean it's time for a bigger fridge. Don't worry, at Quartz, we've got you with a TCL 16.5 cubic feet fridge for only $3,199. Or maybe you're ready to turn your home entertainment up a notch. That means a larger TV. We've got you with an LG 60-inch smart UHD smart 4K TV. Excited about making your new home feel more like you? We've got you. Get the Perth 3-piece living room set with a cup holder for only $5,299. Or shop Ashley Furniture for great deals and free furniture pieces today. Need a better mattress for more restful sleep? We've got the size and comfort that's right for you. Save $450 on the Restonic Comfort Care Pillow Top Queen Mattress. Save today and pay later. Whatever you need, we've got you. With up to 30% off store-wide. Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back, Mr. Sevra McKenzie. Member of the Electoral Reform Coalition, ERC, revealed that the ERC took proactive steps last year after the leader of the United Workers' Party, Dr. Thompson Fontaine, announced the intent to hold a Dominica Economic Revival Summit in 2024. The summit will bring together key stakeholders, government officials, business leaders, and experts in various fields in Dominica, in the region, and globally, to engage in constructive dialogue and collaboration, which will begin the process of creating a master plan to serve as a roadmap for Dominica's future development in agriculture, manufacturing, tourism, agribusiness, renewable energy, knowledge IT industries, construction, and the blue and green economy. The ERC proposed expanding the scope of the summit to encompass all sectors of the economy, stressing the urgency of addressing the widespread challenges faced by the Dominican economy. McKenzie emphasized that the decision to broaden the conference's focus stemmed from the stark reality that every facet of the Dominican economy, he says, is grappling with significant difficulties. He underscored the pressing need for immediate intervention to provide essential guidance and direction to steer the economy toward a more sustainable path.
When Dr. Thompson Fontaine first announced the convening of a conference on tourism and agriculture in December last year, we in the Electoral Reform Coalition immediately contacted him and recommended an economic forum that would cover all sectors of the Dominican economy. The reason was obvious. All sectors of the Dominican economy, from healthcare to infrastructure, are experiencing severe difficulties, and we need an immediate intervention to give some guidance to the present trajectory of the development of the Commonwealth of Dominica. We in the Electoral Reform Coalition, ERC, are pleased to be associated with the political leader of the United Workers' Party, Dr. Thompson Fontaine, and the rest of the organizing committee of distinguished Dominicans who have come together to present the Dominica Economic Revival Summit from June 4th to 6th at the Jungle Bay Resort at Mon Akuma, Sufria.
Severa McKenzie outlines that the primary goal of the summit is to initiate the formulation of a master plan, which will serve as a strategic blueprint for guiding the country's economic development in the future.
The main objective of the summit is to begin the process of developing a master plan which will serve as a roadmap for Dominica's future development. As we approach the end of the first quarter of the 21st century, there is no doubt that Dominicans are disappointed with the present state of the economy. So for those who are curious in wondering what the link between electoral reform and an economic revival summit is, we in the ERC are very conscious of the fact that beyond electoral reform comes economic reform. In this regard, the ERC has embarked on a series of activities that we hope will accelerate the electoral reform process. And I'm pleased to inform you that the ERC had a very encouraging meeting with Her Excellency, the President of the Commonwealth of Dominica, on Monday, 22nd April, 2024. More details will be given in a subsequent ERC communique. Let me take the opportunity to invite all Dominicans at home and abroad to participate and support the Economic Revival Summit 2024 at the Jungle Bay Resort. The summit starts with an opening ceremony and an awards dinner in the evening of Tuesday, June 4th, and continues for the following 2 days.
Severa McKenzie from the Electoral Reform Coalition, also known as ERC. The Independent Regulatory Commission, IRC, has announced that it has reviewed and commented on stakeholder feedback received during consultations regarding Domlec's depreciation study. This study aimed to establish depreciation rates for Domlec's physical assets as part of the forthcoming electricity rates. Notably, both the IRC and Domlec have reached a consensus on employing the remaining useful life method to calculate depreciation expenses and apply depreciation rates.
The Independent Regulatory Commission has issued its comments on stakeholders' responses following consultation on Domlec's depreciation study. The purpose of the study was to develop updated depreciation rates for Domlec's physical assets as part of the upcoming rates on electricity. As you will recall, a face-to-face public consultation took place in February, which looked at the correct approach to determine depreciation expense for Domlec's physical assets. Essentially, IRC and Domlec have agreed on the remaining useful life method to calculate depreciation expense and applied depreciation rates for Domlec's physical assets. Domlec's initial method of calculating its depreciation expenses resulted in an overestimation amounting to $18.2 million. Upon further revision, the consulting teams concluded that a total depreciation expense of $12.7 million would be most accurate. This proposed depreciation expense of $12.7 million applies to Domlec's assets in the categories of building and construction, plant and machinery, network, tools and equipment, vehicles, office furniture, office equipment, and software.
The Independent Regulatory Commission has informed stakeholders that increased depreciation expenses directly affect electricity rates for customers, as they play a significant role in determining the rates.
The Commission also advised stakeholders that the higher the depreciation expense, the higher the rates of electricity to customers, since this impacts rates. Both IRC and Domlec agree that the remaining useful life approach at calculating Domlec's depreciation expense is sound, solid, and in line with international best practice. As of Friday, April 12, the IRC has been circulating its comments on Domlec's depreciation study to targeted stakeholders. The document can be accessed on IRC's website at www.ircdominica.org or at its office. This second round for stakeholder feedback closes on April 26. What this means is that stakeholders have a final opportunity to respond and state whether they have objections to the proposed approach to depreciation for Domlec's assets. The IRC will publicize its final decision on Domlec's depreciation study on May 31st. This decision will guide the next steps in the ongoing review of electricity rates.
You've just heard communications specialist at the Independent Regulatory Commission, IRC, Edona John Baptist. You're tuned in with Q95 News. In a ceremony held on Friday, Dominic extended a warm welcome to His Excellency Miguel Manuel Fraga Gonzalez, the new ambassador of the Republic of Cuba to the Commonwealth of Dominica. This event, attended by Dominica's president, Her Excellency Sylvaine Burton, emphasized the commitment of both nations to collaborative efforts in addressing diverse challenges for a more sustainable and equitable future. President Burton expressed Dominica's unwavering dedication to partnering with Cuba, underscoring their joint pursuit of solutions to multifaceted issues. The ceremony underscored the importance of fostering strong diplomatic relations between these two countries, with an emphasis on health, education, and on agriculture.
Dominica remains resolved to working with Cuba and the rest of the global community to offer solutions to our various challenges with a view to realize a sustainable, transformative, and fairer future for all. Cuba has been a true friend of Dominica and the Caribbean. Despite its economic challenges posed by the unjustified 60-year-plus embargo imposed by the United States of America, Cuba has maintained a keen interest in the development and well-being of its Caribbean brothers and sisters. Your Excellency, our cooperation with your country in the regional and international arena can be counted upon. Dominica will continue to support Cuba in the international fora and continue to call for the lifting of the unjustified trade restrictions and export bans imposed by the United States.
That was Dominica's president, Her Excellency Sylvaine Burton. Circle of Friends is seeking to change the negative narrative of persons with disabilities, PWDs, in the Caribbean region to a positive one in 2024. In an interview with Q95 News on April 27, 2024, Executive Director of Circle of Friends, COF, Beverly LeBlanc, explains that COF stands on three pillars: support, advocacy, and access. This, as the government of Antigua and Barbuda will be hosting the SIDS 4 conference, according to the United Nations, multiple high-level side events will be held in connection with the main conference. One of the major side events will be led by Circle of Friends. Beverly LeBlanc says this is being done to create a platform for in-depth and wider discussion on creating a regional path towards sustainability and inclusion in small island developing states. Out of the 300 applicants who registered for the conference's side event opportunity, only 190 made it through, including Circle of Friends representing Dominica. LeBlanc will present her message at the upcoming SIDS Disabilities Forum from May 27th to the 30th, 2024, in Antigua and Barbuda.
Circle of Friends is actually, we stand on three pillars: support, advocacy, and access. And this is basically how we intend to change the narrative. And this is the message that we want to take with us at the SIDS Forum, in the Disability Side Event Forum in Antigua from May 27 to the 30th.
Executive Director of the Achievement Learning Center and Project Coordinator of Circle of Friends, Beverly LeBlanc. Nowasco says Dominican taxpayers can rest easy as it announces that funding for its water sector strategic development plan, which is set to be completed by 2026, is fully grant funded to the tune of $30 million by the United Kingdom government through the negotiation team of the government of Dominica. Speaking to Q95 News recently, General Manager of Nowasco, Bernard Etinoff, explained that the water sector strategic development plan will be implemented in four main systems across Dominica. They are the Calabishi system, Casa Bruce, Culibistri Salisbury system, and the Grand Four Monjon Rivière Siric system.
Yes, so the total funding we have for this project, ma'am, is just about $30 million EC dollars that the government was able to secure from the UK government on behalf of the WASCO. So this is not going to be a loan to the WASCO, but this money is provided by the government of Dominica through funds received from the UK to enhance the water systems here in Dominica. The water sector's strategic development plan that I mentioned is earmarked to be completed by the end of 2026. Yes.
General Manager of the WASCO, Bernard Etinoff. You're tuned in with Q95 News. Dominica's Registrar of Titles, Ms. Vincia Auguste Francois, is seeking to re-educate Dominicans on the role and functions of the Registry Division. According to Ms. Francois, some of these transactions or functions are withdrawals of caveats, noting caveats, caveat of seizures, mortgages, requests for conversions, applications for first certificate of titles, requests to state a case, applications to rectify a survey plan, among others.
As you may know, at the Land Titles Registry Division, we process a range of transactions, including, but not limited to, noting caveats, mortgages, encumbrances, requests for conversions, caveats of seizures, as well as withdrawals of caveats and caveats of seizures, discharge of mortgages and encumbrances, etc. Further, we also process transfers, applications for first certificates of titles, requests for reconstructions of lost or damaged certificates, requests to state a case, applications to correct a name on a certificate of title, or applications to rectify a survey plan are just some of the activities undertaken at the Land Titles Registry.
Additionally, Ms. Vincia Auguste Francois cautions Dominicans that the staff, of the Registry Division are not trained to give legal advice or to assist customers in drafting documents.
Please note that at the Land Titles Registry, the staff is trained solely to process your transfers and your transactions. They are not trained to give you legal advice or to assist you with the drafting of your documents. I say that because sometimes customers get upset when we refer them to counsel or when we inform them that the staff is not supposed to prepare or draft their documents or to give them precedence. It is the practice of the Land Registry to recommend that you consult with an attorney of your choice to assist you with your various transactions. Sometimes also, customers resort to using untrained individuals to conduct their legal matters. We can only caution you against that practice. In some cases, customers are exploited, and in some cases, the documents do not comply with the relevant law and it has to be placed out of order. When a matter or a transaction is placed out of order for correction or for amendment, it means that your transaction time or your processing time is extended, and the customer will become frustrated, wondering why the transaction is taking such a long time. We therefore encourage you to retain professionals who are trained to conduct your transactions.
Registrar of Titles, Ms. Vincia Auguste Francois. During a recent discussion, United Workers Party Team Dominica Deputy Political Leader Ronald Charles emphasized the need for parliamentary representatives to prioritize constituents over personal goals. Amid speculation about his potential candidacy for elections, Charles hinted at his commitment to serving the people of the Roseau Valley constituency if given the chance, pledging to work for the best interests of the people of his constituent.
First thing, I must be endorsed by the people of the Roseau Valley through a process, and that is the Constituency Association for the Roseau Valley.
Okay.
Must endorse and say, this is the man. If they were to do this, they have to have reasons to do it. And I think if I am endorsed, I will definitely do what I have to do. Of course, we have to go for the process of candidacy. And once I'm given the opportunity, I'll do what I have to do. But let me just say that representing people is not just an 8-to-4 job, 24/7. It's almost around a yearly activity. And sometimes you find yourself having to put your own development on hold, your own dreams and aspirations on hold for the betterment of the people that are around you. I've tried to do this. I mean, I may not have, you know, I've tried my best. And there, of course, there are, you know, there are areas to be improved. Nonetheless, I know that the people of the Roseau Valley know that the same Ronald Charles has tried his best over the past 20, 25 years, continuously been engaged in different sporting activities, in community development, in music, entertainment, and of course, the legal service that I provide.
United Workers Party Deputy Political Leader Ronald Charles. In other news, Guyana's President Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali has called for new regional legislation which could help revive the West Indies as a world power in cricket that could have a say in any changes in the laws of cricket. This was his charge during the opening ceremony of the inaugural CARICOM Regional Cricket Conference. This was held at the Hyatt Regency in Trinidad and Tobago on Thursday. The president said that this legislation can promote enhanced quality and advance the agenda of revitalizing the West Indies cricket brand. Open quote. We have to have common legislation across all countries in the region and the same level of governance reform, end quote, the president said in his virtual address. He called for a revamp of the entire cricketing ecosystem amid a slew of challenges that have eroded interest in the Caribbean franchise. U.S. lawmakers have passed a bill that forces TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance to sell the hugely popular social media app or be banned in America. The BBC's Asia Business reporter Suranjana Tiwari in Singapore explains why the United States is doing this and delves into the likelihood that TikTok might actually get banned from the United States e-commerce market.
TikTok. Is TikTok going to be banned? President Biden has signed a bill into law that could see the app banned in the US, unless its owners, ByteDance, sell off their American business within the next year. ByteDance is a Chinese company, and the Chinese Communist Party, by law, can ask for information from local firms.
Have you ever been a member of the Chinese Communist Party?
Senator, I'm Singaporean, no.
But why is the US going after a company that's headquartered here in Singapore and has a Singaporean CEO? The US accuses TikTok of handing American user data over to the Chinese government. Then there's the app's powerful algorithm. The US is worried about influencing millions of Americans, for example, swaying voters during an election year. That's why it's pushing for a sale. Beijing has said that it would block a sale, and ByteDance won't sell anyway. That means a ban could be on the cards. TikTok isn't taking all this lying down.
We have invested billions of dollars to secure your data and keep our platform free from outside manipulation.
It's always said that it's never shared or received a request to share US user data with the Chinese government, and says the law would trample on the free speech rights of its American users.
Make no mistake, this is a ban on TikTok and a ban on you and your voice.
ByteDance now stores all its US data on American soil with a backup and its main headquarters here in Singapore. Analysts say that helps with optics. By being based outside of China, it looks less like a Chinese company. ByteDance is likely to sue, taking this all the way to the Supreme Court. That could take years, and so Americans will be able to keep TikToking for now.
And that's the midday news for today. Here's a recap of our headlines. ERC Coalition member Severa McKenzie stresses that all sectors of Dominica's economy need an urgent intervention to move them forward effectively.
On Q95.
Guyana's president, Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, calls for new regional laws that could help revive the West Indies as a world power in cricket. And that could have a say in any changes in the laws of cricket. And US lawmakers passed a bill to force TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance to sell the app or be banned in America. And BBC Asia business reporter Suranjana Tiwari in Singapore explains why. The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited.
Right on cue.
Stay tuned.
Of the hour news as it happened.